Let's focus now on the state of Eskom. It is truly devastating to be on level six. We have been there before. I don't believe we get used to it. And for people whose livelihoods are absolutely hammered by this, people who are perhaps trying to run healthcare facilities and on it goes, we're resilient. We bounce back. But it doesn't mean that people find this easy at all, because I'm absolutely sure they don't. But to broaden some of the conversation, we're joined now by Lungile Mashele, energy expert. Ms. Mashele, welcome. Thanks very much for your time on 702 Drive.
Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
We had a caller earlier phoning into Mandy Wiener's show, The Midday Report, Ms. Mashele, saying that he had felt a surge of optimism when a new board was in place, but he's disappointed in what they've delivered. We did actually try to get Board Chair Mpho Makwana on the show, but I'd like to get your view. What realistically might we expect from the board? I mean, are they going to make a difference, or should we not be, you know, have hopes of them that are too high?
So there are two things. The current board, I personally have confidence in them and what they can deliver.
Okay.
Some of them have worked at the state utility, so they know all the ins and outs. But the other thing, when they started in September, they promised us that they would look at all the issues plaguing Eskom. They would write a report as well as the remedial action that they're proposing. It's December now. Can we start calling for that report, please? And then we know that when we start off on the 1st of January, what can we expect from this new board and what they're going to implement?
Yeah, that's a very, very, very good focus. I mean, what is your sense maybe of this board, but maybe Eskom boards in general? They do come out and say we are going to do these things. When you're not meeting a deadline, isn't it important to come back and say, listen, this is as far as we've got? You know, it's a bit like when people are, when you drop your car off to be fixed and people say, well, I promised it to you this afternoon, this is why you're not going to get it.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at Eskom over the years, it has had numerous boards, numerous executives. And one of the things that we battle to actually do is to hold them accountable in a way that makes sense. A couple of months ago, you had the previous board and they sat in front of the parliamentary committee. That was their moment to tell parliament, these are the challenges that plague us. I personally know that they have issues with DMRE, with DPE, with National Treasury. They're just not seeing eye to eye. And then you add Eskom as well as NERSA into that mix. This is where the board should take us into their confidence and say, we're not able to execute on issue one because we are being hamstrung by this department. We're not able to look at cost-effective tariffs because NERSA is not doing what they should be doing. And that's what we need to go through line by line. Let us know
who
is hampering this, because we're sitting with the biggest crisis ever and it seems like nobody's interested.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that would be worrying enough if they weren't interested. The thing that would worry me more is if they were, but actually didn't know what to do. But I want to pick up on something that we've been hearing you quoted as saying, Ms. Mashele, on the bulletins, but ask you to expand, that we've got to go out beyond our borders looking for skills. Why is that? Is it that we had a cadre of people who could do these things but have since gone on and moved to other parts of the world? Or are we failing to actually train people through our tertiaries and through in-service training to do the work required?
So it's a bit of both. They were some 15 years ago. They were utility employees globally. They were also one of the best companies to work for in South Africa. Their skills program, university bursary program, was unparalleled. If you look at where they are now, ultimately, and it's about the people that have left that have not been replaced. Let's just look at the last year. You have two heads of generation, two group executives of generation who have previously at Eskom, the CEO was always a group executive of generation. We need to ask ourselves, how does the person who's the heartbeat of the organization simply pack their bags and walk away?
Yes.
And two of them in 1 year, that's unheard of. And we also know that hundreds of people in generation have already also. And those are the two places that are giving us issues. So we need to introspect and say, okay, Eskom, what's really going on in terms of your headcount? Training is one thing, but why are you not able to retain the skills that you do have as well?
Last question that I want to explore with you. I mean, one of the things being cited is that there's, again, in uncertainty, not only around diesel procurement, but more specifically payment for that. And I wanted to ask your view on that, because I mean, surely when money was found to resolve the previous crisis, there is the inevitable knowledge that that crisis would come around again. Who's culpable here? Because that can't just be Eskom management, I would have thought.
Eskom management has been telling everybody who cares to listen that they will run out of money for diesel. This is because they have a cap that they can spend on diesel per annum. And their shareholder, who they've been notifying, DPE, clearly has not come to the party. Last time we were told DPE is going to sort it out. It's now middle of December. They still haven't sorted it out. What is to happen? Clearly, I'm not sure whether it's a lack of communication between shareholder and, you know, Eskom, or whether there's just bigger issues at the moment for the shareholder to actually worry about.
Thank you so much, Lungile Mashele, energy expert. Some thoughts on load 6, what got us there, and some ideas as to how we might get out of it. Boy, do we need those. It's 18 minutes past 5.